We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
You go to Ibiza, wild stuff happens. You hope wild stuff happens.
And if, oh, just real quickly on that Megan Thee Stallion story, final hour aggression for you anyway. Does the cameraman have evidence?
He would be recording it.
I would think.
Is he off
but
duty?
But is he just a cameraman who put that down and then the next thing he knew, Megan Thee Stallion jumped on, you know, within the car? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yep. This is like one of those, 20 for 20. What would you do? Forget about somebody getting bullied and, hey, would you jump in? Hey, Megan Thee Stallion starts to have sex with another woman. Do you, A, butt in? Ask to join? Do you say, please stop? Uncomfortable with it. Film it?
Do you film
there
it?
There you go. There's a better idea. Yeah. I would say film it.
How does the cameraman... So the cameraman went from, I could have video, vor, it's, nah, I'd rather sue.
That's why it's a big deal. Straight up money grab. It's a shakedown.
We were,
you made me watch you have sex.
I mean, that is.
And it was gross.
The judge.
I don't know if I'd
be like, why don't you describe this to me, good sir?
Yeah, if they put me up on the stand, they're like, you gotta tell the truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. I'd be like, yeah. So, how uncomfortable were you? Oh, Jesus. Like, they're going to catch me lying like crazy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they know that you texted someone and be like, yeah. Oh, my God, can you believe what I saw? Good afternoon to the Twitchers. You can see us live in Detroit, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also go to YouTube, type in WEEI. Live stream will pop up right there. All right, Fourier, it's almost like a lightning round here in some ways, right? So, latest with the draft is that no real news, no real buzz. Still fair to say the Patriots are thirsty for a trade. Is that pretty much
thirsty,
kind of the baseline
yes,
of where we're at here?
I think they are jonesing for a trade because...
That's at 2 o'clock.
They want that. No. Yeah, they want that opportunity. They need draft equity. They need players. Needing young players.
They need
capital. They need their capital. They need to build that foundation. So it ain't going to happen, though, because everybody knows they're desperate and thirsty, so they're going to make them wait, and they'll miss their opportunity. Plus, I think they're too chicken to actually to trade out of that pick.
Well, what's really amazing is that it seems like there's not going to be any real alternate thought, and, you know, that's a part that bothers me. There are other really good players there. Who knows if the Giants want to jump up from 6 and make enough of an offer. We'll probably have to unpack this tomorrow. But I was looking at there was a tweet about some of the trades over the years and what had to be given up to be able to get to a certain spot and stuff like that. And if you look from where it went from, say, 2010 to 2016 and then even to now, I mean, you wonder why there's the jokes about, oh, we get the bag, the bag, the bag. Well, you know, they're full of picks because over a decade plus, it's really amazing the value has gone up on those top 10 picks because you're not handing out the big contract. And we can get to that a little bit later. We do have the Red Sox in Cleveland tonight. Day game on Thursday, so we only got 2 hours tomorrow. Casas out with a broken rib. Your guy Devers is back tonight. Here we go.
Devers
all right.
Is back. This is the spark they're looking for.
This is the thing that will keep them going in the right direction at 13-11. But in all seriousness, Tanner Houck, good performance last night. This guy's looking really good this year. I keep going back to they made the right decision. They let him be a starter. It was the right decision by the organization.
Oh, is it Andrew Bailey? Is that our pitching coach?
Well, I kind of think it was previous administration, and then this group kind of sort of settled in on that a little bit as well, even though they could have changed it. So I can give them credit.
Can you
but
imagine?
Yeah, it would
like,
be so there. Maybe Bailey and Breslau.
So their team ERA is pretty good as far as their top five Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah,
and think about like how much worse it would be if they didn't fix their pitching rotation. If they didn't have these guys, because I would say that's such a bright. I know, hey, we're fixing this, and you just didn't really feel like it would manifest itself so quickly.
Yeah,
from the jump to that opening series against Seattle,
mm-hmm.
we were like, holy crap! There's no way they can sustain this. They have.
I'm bullish on a young like Houck, obviously. However, I'm going to position it as I don't know if they fixed it, but they're off to a good start. Maybe they're closer to right than wrong, which is good. But you know you have an 11-19 month as a team or something like that, or go 11-18, and things start to turn around, and maybe you do end up viewing them a little differently. So of course, Red Sox against Cleveland tonight. Call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. And then there were two playoff games tonight. Celtics game two against the Heat. Does Eric Spoelstra have a card to play strategically, motivationally, emotionally, lineup-wise? Is there anything Coach Spo can do to throw off the green in their quest for a win tonight?
He's going to try. That is – but I think he – at some point in time, he's going to realize that the zone doesn't work. You know what he really needs? He needs those high-percentage shots – the high percentage shots, the high percentage makes.
He needs right? Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he's not there.
I know.
Martin shooting like he did last year. Hero shooting like he did last year before he got hurt.
Well, they need guys
all
like
those
Duncan Robinson. Depth guys who can knock down threes.
So,
yeah.
Listen, so sure enough, fine. They will go on a run. They will make some shots. I just don't think they can sustain it. Even in the first game of the series, the Celtics were pulling away. At one point in time, they pulled that within four. And you're like, holy crap! How do they come back so quickly? You know what? Well, the Celtics kind of. I don't say they just gave up, but they were kind of willing to kind of coast. That one guy, I keep forgetting his name, hit 5 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. You've never heard of this guy?
Was it
in your life?
Well, Carter or
Nick? Nick had reminded me what the guy's name was. I didn't pull it up, but
DeLon I want to say Wright. DeLon. There you go.
Was it again, Nick?
DeLon Wright.
Yeah, 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter. That's why that dude, you give that guy another fourth quarter, you give him 5 open shots, he's not hitting 2 of them.
Now, on the other side, does Joe Mazzulla have a code red in him? If we buy the Scal theory that Spo called the timeout, and then here comes Caleb Martin, and he's knocking down Jason Tatum, and it was all out of code red. You know what I mean?
I think you have a chance if that is the case.
Because $10 Shake in the Twitch chat said, if Spo starts any ish tonight, send the C Scrabines out there and knock some MFers out.
No, it's got to be handled by the A-team. The A-team's got to come handle. They got to regulate.
Whoa. You're not sending in – they're not the goon squad, don't get me wrong. But we know that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're not made that way. That's not them. Like, Jason Tatum would never go 80s and give somebody a freaking clothesline when they came into the middle. You know what I mean? And I know some of that stuff is out of the game. But I think what $10 is talking about is, why couldn't Luke Kornet go in there and you know, gangly 7-1 is just and hit somebody with an elbow or something.
Yeah, I think
that.
this has to be they need to handle this in-house. Listen, if there's any little hint of some static or some issues or some disrespect, it is going to be met with the same amount of effort and stankiness that the Heat are going to try and muck it up with. Well, it's going to you're going to meet it head on. And you know what's going to be?
Jalen
Brown.
Oh.
No, Jojitsu can't do it. It's got to be Jalen Brown. He seems to be like the new like spokesperson for toughness.
I'm
a 10 out of 10 times, I'm going to have my guys back.
If Spo and Mazzulla had to go, meaning.
Oh, it's Mazzulla in a headlock, in a five-finger death grip or something like that.
Ooh, you going Tongan death grip?
Oh,
yeah.
He's going to do the whole
wrestling
deal? He's not going to be able to walk.
Oh, I could see Jojitsu going crazy on that. And then the Bruins are in Toronto tonight, and here is the very latest on the lineups. Hang on, we got a couple of strings working here. Okay, this according to Fluto Shinzawa of The Athletic. It looks like James Van Riemsdyk, Mason Lowry, and Parker Wotherspoon, and I'm not a big Wotherspoon guy, those guys are in. Jake Lauko and Grizzlick are out, and Andrew Peak is unavailable. I'm telling you, that guy Peak, that was a really slick trade by Don Sweeney. I think Peak would have paid big dividends. Now it looks like he's either, I don't know if it's fair to say week to week or something like that, but clearly the Bees are shaking it up somewhat and trying to make sure that I'm going to assume whomever is in front of Swayman is going to be able to do the job tonight. And we also got road game, last change. Toronto does get a little bit of advantage in terms of controlling the game.
Wow, we have so much going on tonight. We have the Jelly Roll concert. We have the steak dinner. We have the Celtics. We have the Bruins. We have the Red Sox.
Well, the Jelly Roll
in order
and the
of
steak
importance
are optional.
In order of importance.
Here we go.
Steak dinner number one.
Here we go. It's like you're it's like you've been in jail for 5 years and you haven't had a good piece of meat.
I'm a steakhouse guy. The missus is not a steakhouse, so if I get a chance to get it, this is how good the steakhouse is. There's no prices. So we're gonna get completely fleeced. That's fine, totally fine. Maybe we can share a tomahawk. You want to share a tomahawk?
No.
It's all in the presentation, Gresh.
The only tomahawk I want is one that I can
throw at someone. You want to throw it at somebody?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not anti-tomahawk. I don't know. I feel like you are very much
excited?
You're hammering me with propaganda.
No.
It's a steak.
It's this fellowship. This is how we bond. This is how we become good friends.
This is how we
tell stories that we don't tell on the air. You know, we build this bond.
You're in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yes, and I don't want to be in bed by 9 o'clock. So we're eating at 5.
Oh, my God. It's like traveling with my in-laws.
It's fine.
Oh, what time? Chairman,
I want to go to bed.
Chairman, what time do you want dinner tonight? 5? 5:30? No. Can we get in before 5?
Sorry, okay. They don't open until 5.
Yeah, seriously.
They're like, wait. Is there like a Disneyland ride waiting in line for
them to open? We have to go right at 5 because that's when they switch over to the dinner menu, for crying out loud. So more physicality tonight in the Celtics game or the Bruins game? It better be the Bruins game. They better play physical tonight. That the physicality cannot go away just because they're on the road. To me, that's a part of the keys, and you can suck Toronto into it, hopefully, because that isn't their game, and it takes one or two hits from the Bruins to get the fans all wound up, and then we're going. I do wonder, too, quickly, how the Bruins will respond being on the road. Extra juice.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're the enemy. I don't think they hate that. Merrill Hodge, who is not a big fan of Drake May, will join us at 1:30. And if time, we're going to get to Corey, who is an LSU baseball fan who got a boo-boo. And he sounds like a hayseed. I'll leave it at that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, we're going to try to do this. I hope we have time to get this in here only because it's a funny. Merrill Hodge.
Okay.
Merrill Hodge is calling us. Have you ever been to a college baseball game? Like at a big college facility and stuff like that. Like you never saw Lou Maloney play at PC or anything like that.
I was busy in Colorado.
And those SEC schools, you know, they got big old baseball facilities. Well, apparently LSU played a game and a guy, Corey, who is a longtime LSU baseball fan, was sitting out in the stands and he was trying to Doug Flutie it. He had a glove, except it went wrong. So, of course, what any good SEC network reporter would do, they went out and they talked to this specimen who got hit in the head with a home run ball that apparently had an exit velocity of 109 miles an hour. And no, it did not turn this man into talking like this.
I mean, it was on a rope, and, you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years, and I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming, and holding the glove, man, what can I say? It beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109 mile an hour fastball, home run ball. Yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. So he tossed it to me. I guess probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me, and maybe kiss my Bobo.
He tried to say boo-boo, and it came out as Bobo.
Maybe it's a Southern thing for him to call it Bobo instead
maybe
of boo-boo.
Kiss my Bobo.
Kiss the Bobo.
Maybe that's just the accent coming out.
This dude got smoked with a home run ball. Tommy White was the guy who hit it. Now, mind you, they use aluminum bats in college baseball. So this guy did not stand a chance. What got me was two things. Number one, with all due respect to this Southern gentleman, and I'll be kind.
As you mimic his voice.
Well, this guy... He's like Southern Doug Flutie. He goes to a game with a glove, hoping that he's going to get one to catch.
Look at me. I'm a kid at heart.
Yeah.
Oh, I just can't get it out of me. I bring my glove every time I go to a game, even though I'm 60.
And I don't want to make fun of the SEC fan, but if you were to, you know, if they were to make a movie on your life, Fourier, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
It was, oh, he performed well against this SEC team, and we need – SEC fan one to yell into the camera how much they hate you, this would be the guy.
This would be him, huh?
Oh, it would completely.
I'm actually amazed that these guys, you know, even in Major League Baseball stadiums catch the ball barehanded. I give them props.
It is amazing.
I love the dude that like grabs has holding a baby or maybe a beer and
there you
catches
go.
It doesn't spill either or drop the baby.
All right. Well, are the Patriots about to drop the ball because they're not going to get a bag for the number 3 pick? And will they take Drake May? Let's talk about it with a guy who you've seen for many, many, many years on television. It's someone I grew up with as a Yinzer myself. Merrill Hodge was one of the first running backs that I remember. Merrill Hodge, NFL analyst, is with Gresh and Fourier. And he's joining us to talk about some NFL draft today. Merrill, good afternoon. How are you?
Gentlemen, I couldn't be any better, man. Always good to be a Yinzer.
Well, there you go. That's right. One Yinzer to another. People don't know Yinzer. They know Chip Chop Tam. And I've been spreading the gospel about the Chip Chop Tam, Merrill. But you were spreading the draft gospel. And, brother, you caught our ear because it sure as heck seems like here it's going to be Drake May at the number 3 overall pick in the draft. You had some strong thoughts on him. I do want to ask you, Merrill, because you were pretty tough. There's no question. Hey, this is the kind of guy that gets you fired. I'm curious from you, what kind of reaction did you hear from other NFL brethren who break this kind of stuff down? Were you hearing from people saying, hey, you know what, Merrill, I see it like you do. You're right.
Well, Mark Schlereth, hadn't watched him. And I did a show with Mark Schlereth in Denver. He's on CBS, was at ESPN for a long time as well. And he's like, he said just one thing to me. He only watched 3 games, so I don't know. So you need to watch more than that. But within that body of work, he's like, man, I couldn't believe how inconsistent he was. And I'm like, and it doesn't change. It doesn't change, and he's the same guy for 2 years. And he's marginal at best when he has a good day, like Pitt. He played Pitt. That would be one of the best games that I could say I've seen him play in his 2 years that I studied. And that wouldn't be a game that you went, wow, now that guy is a difference maker. Now that guy is a top 3 pick. That inconsistency in throwing the football and processing, and that's just some of the problems. There's a whole litany of things that you have to correct and work on. And there'll be a lot of people go, oh, you can teach that, you can fix that, you can work on that. Well, you can teach and fix anything you want, can it ultimately be learned and applied? And there are some things you can't change, and there are some things you cannot fix. And accuracy is one of those things. Now, people, let me tell you this, you can dial it in a little bit, but if you're not an accurate passer and you're an inconsistent passer, that is going to be magnified in the National Football League, because I don't look at where a player is playing. I look at where he's going to play. So I'll give you an example. These two things matter to me the most. They're woven fiber, so they are like one. You can't have one without the other. You got to be a good processor, meaning good decision maker, and you got to be accurate. Okay, and then there's degrees in that realm right there, that we could talk about. But, you got to really be able to do those two in a relatively high degree, and neither one of them he does in a high degree. His consistency and his accuracy is all over the board at short, intermediate, vertical. But then if you stick him in a dirty pocket to an environment that he's going to go to, he's really bad. And he's really not that good when it's a clean pocket. And then if you look at his overall mechanics, he's a lumbering kind of guy. He's not a fast twitch guy. He's slow. His throwing motion is elongated, that slow. You remember Byron Leftwich?
Yep.
Byron Leftwich had one flaw, and it ran him out of the league, and that was his elongated motion. And the reason that ran him out of the league, and this is what happened. Every defensive coordinator that faced Byron Leftwich went, this is exactly what they're thinking, because this is what's happening in the environment they're coming to. Because it happened in college. They're like, okay, you see that 0.3 or 0.4 seconds longer, we can hit him. Let's bring a DB, we'll hit him. We can't hit other guys. And more pressures, more hits, and that ran him out of the league. That eventually ran him out of the league. That was his only flaw. So when you look at what he does, how would I look at him and what he's got to do in this league and the expectations, I got way too many things to fix, a majority of them that I can't. And if we're always working on what we got to fix, what am I going to have time to work on the offense that he's got to learn, the defenses that are going to see him. And he said something that I thought was interesting, which really tells you he has no idea. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. He doesn't even have a clue what he's about to enter. But he said, you'd rather game plan with me than against me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. When these defensive coordinators see what he does and his all his flaws, they will come after him. They will expose him. And I just, that kind of guy, he needs to be drafted. You put him in the first, then expectations. Okay, when they draft him, who are they already comparing him to? Josh Allen. He is not even close to Josh Allen. There isn't anything results. I see nothing about Josh Allen. And I say, well, yeah, Drake May has that. No, not one. I mean, maybe, I see nothing. There's nothing. It's just like nothing. But that's what people are going to expect. Listen, I understand a kid wants to go in the first round. I understand it. But what are you guys trying to do there? You're trying to build a team. You're trying to build a championship, okay, a championship team. Teams win championships. No quarterback's going to win you a Super Bowl all the time. I understand the validity to them and importance of them. But that guy could set you back 5 years in your organization based on all the issues that he had in college and that will be magnified in the National Football League.
So we're talking to Merrill Hodge. And Merrill, you got a pretty good track record. I think the most infamous or famous one that you have is your analysis when you were on First Take with Skip Bayless, dissecting who is it?
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, yeah.
Yeah, so I would assume that there would be a lot of, GMs and coaches out there that are nervous about possibly drafting a guy like Drake May based on your track record. So how dangerous is it for a team like the Patriots to draft a guy that, that is so, immature and so, lacking talent that he's almost unfixable?
Well, I'm sure you guys probably know that sometimes, whoever the decision maker is, let's say it's the head coach, or let's say it's the GM, let's say it's a collaboration. At any time, ownership can trump that. We all know that. I can tell you story upon story upon story, okay? Doesn't mean the football guys get to make their decision, okay? There can be an owner come in and have a wild idea and go, nope, you're going to draft A, okay? We could do a three-hour feature on that, and we could share story after story that would blow your mind, okay? I don't think that Kraft does that. I think he hires people to do their job and lets them do their job. That's what makes him a good owner. I think how you have to look at this is look at Drake May. Is Drake May, okay, if you're the third pick, is there no other football player available that is better than Drake May? Okay, I haven't looked at all of them, but I could think of half a dozen that are better than him that the Patriots would beat. I'm just taking the wide receiver department. People that are better there than Drake May are going to be a better impact and a quicker impact to help your team. Again, we're building the team, okay? We're not going to solve that in one pick. They use this excuse. This is what's available this year. Well, you got next year. Okay, you're not going to build a championship team this year based on where you guys sit right now, the needs that you have. Man, you can get a lot closer if you do it right. And I just think that when you get caught up, we got to get a quarterback. And then you do something like this where you have a kid with so many issues and inconsistencies. And that, because keep in mind, when you're doing that, it's going to work. It's got to work. If it doesn't work, we all know what happens. Your organization gets it. Shoot, you just been through it.
So who would be a better option then, Merrill? Like if Drake May, let's just say that the unexpected happens and they do trade out, and there's the top six or seven quarterbacks that are out there. You assume Jaden Daniels is gone, Caleb Williams is gone. Who's the next best guy that you have noticed?
Well, listen, I have not looked at every player available, so to really have the Rolodex of all the particular options. Let's say you get stuck at three. Who would you take over there? I can only tell you people that I have seen that I would like. There's Harrison, wide receiver. The kid from LSU, number eight. So there's a couple receivers that just based on what I have seen. But let's say they do trade out, and is there somebody later that you could go draft that you wouldn't be as handicapped and harnessed with, okay, this has got to work. And if it doesn't work, man, we are in trouble. I really started I don't know if you know much about the Rattler kid, he was
Spencer
in Oklahoma. And I'm telling you that there's a kid who has a really good skill set. And he's really trying to do the right things. You can tell he just didn't have an extremely good team around him. A lot of his mistakes came when you had to really, at the end of games, you just happen to make decisions and force the ball and take shots you normally wouldn't. But there was a maturity to him, and I think there's something there that if you got him in the league, not a first rounder, I'm not talking about first, but if you picked him up later, you know, say later in the second round or third round, man, you'd, from a Patriot perspective, okay, we're talking about either doing Drake May or we're trading out of there, getting somebody else who can really contribute to our team. But I know I have a much better feel to be successful on our team and help us, which we need to do in the, when we make that first pick. And then get somebody that I have a chance to develop and has a lot more, a better skill set and less to work on than Drake May would be Rattler. I would take a swing at him. And I don't know if I'd take it till the third round. But if you could get him there, man, I'll tell you this, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, that's one of those that's like, you know, it doesn't work. But there's, I find there more upside with him than you would have Drake May with all of the issues that exist with him and how he has to play in the National Football League.
Merrill, thanks for the time. We appreciate it and the breakdown of Drake May and your thoughts. And at some point we'll have to get you back on to talk about the demise of the running back in the NFL and how people are trying to turn everyone into unfactor backs, or at least with their paychecks anyway. Merrill, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
You get you guys. You bet you, boys. See you guys.
There we go. And by the way, there we go. And Merrill has a book out as well. Merrill's book is Find a Way. And you can go to MerrillHodge.com for more information on that. Brother. That was a takedown of Drake.
There's some issues I have with his takedown. There's some issues, and maybe we get to
it
tomorrow.
We're going to do it tomorrow.
We should do it tomorrow. Scott Pioli, first thing tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
If he's the GM, what is he doing? How's he feeling? What is he predicting? How is he going to handle sudden changes? Scott Pioli, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow we know coming out of the shoot it's going to be draft day. We've been waiting around for that. Red Sox are playing tonight. Two playoff games. Pioli is at 10:30.
Yep.
We're going to give people the picks at 11:45 like we always do.
I feel like we need to find somebody who likes Drake May now. Honest to God. Like, you've heard a massive takedown, and I think slanted in a way. But I do think we need to find somebody who likes him.
So
and
let me
to
ask
counter
you this,
the hate.
Is there anyone that comes to mind?
I do have a guy.
You do have a guy. Is he an FOF or is this guy?
Well, everybody's an FOF.
Okay. Sorry. Is this gentleman working for an accredited media organization?
I would say if you want to know about college athletes who are prospects going into the NFL, talk to the people who cover college football all the time. Those are the guys that know him the best, that live in the area, that talk to the coaches, that have watched every single game since they've been in, and have an eye for quarterback play in the NFL.
All right, I completely trust you. Because,
you should.
Well, because my first thought is, what the hell is some guy who covers North Carolina going to know about the NFL?
No, just a college guy. It has to be a college.
Feinbaum. You know Feinbaum, don't you? That's what we're going to get, right?
I'm not going to give it away.
We're going to get
not going to give it away.
Well, you know, Christian, I know y'all were making fun the other day of that LSU fan. He calls my show his Prickly Pete.
Yeah.
Oh,
tomorrow's going to be busy. We have a lot to get to in a short period of time.
We will. We very much will. And, of course, the Rich Keefe draft party as well tomorrow night. I know that we're a part of all different kinds of shows.
And we'll be calling in tomorrow morning.
And I think I got, like, two things to do today or whatever for some of the Odyssey stations. All of a sudden, everybody's interested now. The Patriots are in the draft. It's crazy. Anyway, Are You Done is next.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Poirier.
All right, so the reach out to the FOF, and it was a better guess than I thought, I have to say. It was better
than
who you just reached out to for your other side of the Drake May argument. I know the reach out is there. It might be a little busy, but if you were right. Somebody who knows QBs.
Somebody who knows QBs. He was one, played in the league, covers college football. I will say that it's almost like he's like Mirahaj is like, you know, just disgusted with the whole idea of Drake May.
No, you know where he heard disgust?
Like,
Manziel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he said Manziel, you could hear the disgust in his voice.
No, right? Yeah. I think I talked over him when he said it because I could not freaking remember his name. And listen, he's not the only one who felt that way about Manziel.
Most people felt that way.
Skip Bayless was the only one who was pushed him because he was Texas, Oklahoma area type guy.
Yeah.
So,
I thought it was funny how Hodge hates Drake May but loves Spencer Rattler for some reason, who dealt with the same issues that Drake May did.
It's funny because I'm thinking Spencer Rattler, there couldn't have been a more yo-yo quarterback in college football than Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Go look at his last 2 years at South Carolina. He had like two games where like the analysts would say, well, that's the Spencer Rattler that we all knew existed.
Well, the problem in evaluating some of these QBs is they're all jumping around all over the place. You know, like, it didn't burn Caleb Williams at all jumping to USC. In part, yeah, he went there and won the Heisman Trophy, obviously. But these guys are all now, I went there, I'm not playing, I'll transfer.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, they're in another system and they're going somewhere else.
They should.
Well, I get that, but they also have to realize how that could end up affecting their sort of the way they're analyzed in the draft. Not that that's a Drake May thing, but a moving forward type thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Billy Lanny, are you done?
Yep.
No. Well, hello and goodbye.
God,
that was quick.
Dang.
All right, let me ask you, Billy.
What did we
Hold
do?
Hold on. Here, Billy. What would you do, Billy? Would you go to the Jelly Roll concert or would you go for an awesome steak dinner?
Oh, where's our bowl?
Right.
I'll take an actual Jelly Roll over the oddest Jelly Roll.
We were listening to that Jelly Roll song you wanted, and we both looked at each other like, this is terrible.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody. Which one
like
did I ask you for?
Country rap is the worst genre of
dude, there's
a genre and stick to it.
That's not country. He's like his own version of Taylor Swift. He started country. Now he's kind of like into pop. So he's going to both the Country Music Awards and the American Music Awards. How about that?
Is he really like a country rapper?
In a way, it's weird. He like raps on his songs. He sings country, and he's, you know what? I thought you would like him.
Yeah, I'll pass on an artist with an identity crisis.
Which one is this?
The one you wanted.
A-hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I thought Gresh would like this song.
Is this like Dennis? Dennis Leary's? Remember when the band played on while the ship
sinking? No matter what I do, there's no escape from my past. You don't want to go see this guy?
This isn't that bad.
Right? What's wrong with Vic?
He's a testament of human perseverance.
He is a drug addict. He was in and out of prison. I mean, he married a hooker. Literally married, like, his wife is a former prostitute. And they're, like, connected at the hip now. Just love each other. And they just love on each other. Love on each other. The weird thing is that he's constantly doing smoking pot, and it feels like he's still drinking.
What's wrong with pot?
Nothing, but he's like a recovering addict. You would think he wouldn't partake in any of that stuff.
He's California sober.
Is that what you call it?
I'm not kidding. That's
really
exactly what it is.
Get out of here.
All these like actors and actors and stuff, they're like, oh, yeah, I was on heroin and coke or whatever, but now I'm California sober. I just drink and smoke pot.
Oh, but you know what else is part of the California sober? Wine. I drink a glass of wine. That's nothing wrong with wine. Jesus drank wine.
For the antioxidants.
I can drink wine.
Just for the antioxidants.
Yeah. It's like people who drink wine live forever. Look at that. Billy thought he didn't have an Are You Done? And here we are again.
Oh, yeah.
With an Are You Done?
He did the Jelly Roll what Merrill Hodge did to Drake May. Just sliced him and diced him, except he did it in 20 seconds.
The big question starting at 2. The big question at 2 is, will Mego be on the show today?
Well, we're about to find
out.
Well, we're about to find out. What, does she have the trots or something? What's going on?
I think she's got a bad case of mud butt. And I don't think she's happy with me sharing that. But we're done.
Somebody in the Twitch chat mentioned that there might have been an incident on Monday on that end.
She's going to kill me for that.
I don't know. It's Twitch.
Hey, I got to keep it real.
I'm reading Twitch. That's it. We are done. By the way, our draft coverage on WEEI brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating, oil delivery, and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grillmate Seasoning. Tomorrow, Scott Pioli, all the playoff reaction.
Special quarterback guest.
Oh!
Special quarterback guest. It's time It's time for Drake May to get some authentic, real love after
all
that
right.
beatdown that just occurred.
What, it'll be fast-moving 2 hours tomorrow. Join us then, Jones and maybe Mego, but Arcan next.
Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.